Speaking of which, have you talked to anyone at Florida State about how they managed an $18 million buyout?
No.
Okay.
But our athletic director has.
Okay.
And but they've got a whole lot more money in their athletic endowment than we do. I know that for a fact. So, listen, he's my, for the record, coach. Muschamp is my coach, period. That's it. He's my coach, period. And he'll remain my coach. So, just for the record.
I think that's a good call. I'm not sure everybody agrees with that.
If you look at Coach, athletic record statement, that's the same I endorse. So.
Not to distract from the all-important football, but going back to kind of the issues of funding USC and in particular working with the governor's office and the state legislature, these are, they control the purse strings. How important is it to be able to come to meetings like the Rotary Club, where you met Mark White, who's a former trustee, and then Senator Letterman, who's chairman of the Finance Committee, and some other folks that maybe could help USC to raise the funding level from the state?
How's it important to do that?
Yeah.
It's hugely important. You know, so I've met with Senator Levin a couple times already. He was very, very helpful in getting our the bonds approved by the state so that we can have our, what do you call it, housing project. Campus Village, which all three phases is a $200 million proposition. So we had to get him to, his committee to approve it. There were 8 legislative steps that it took to come here to approve, but that was critical. So I mean, if it wasn't for him, we couldn't get that thing approved, and we're very glad to do that. I asked somebody, I said, give me some advice on to a new president how to run the university. And they immediately said, do not raise tuition and run like a business. Which is pretty good advice. So I don't come from an academic background other than my time at West Point. So I come from a business background, really, running an organization in the United States Army and leadership. So I'm kind of attracted to that advice quite a bit. That doesn't mean that I don't have enough people to help me on the academic side. There's a lot of good people out there that really guided me in the right direction. But the trustees have directed a new business model at the university where there's going to be more emphasis placed on the units, the academic units, to generate revenue and balance their budget. And I really think that's got a lot of potential. And I think that's an essential step. You can say, as your question inferred, go to the state and get more appropriations. My first response is, do not go to the state. Take the appropriations you have and figure out how to better use them. And then, if you put more pressure on the units and me as president to generate revenue, that state appropriations is just one source of revenue. There's other sources of revenue. Tuition is a source of revenue. Research is a source of revenue. Fees are a source of revenue. Development money, philanthropy is a source of revenue. And if you go and look at each one of the units in each one of those categories, there's some woeful deficiencies. You know, for example, a law school is, of all 13 colleges, they're one of the lowest in being able to balance the budget. So I said, well, they have the richest graduates. I mean, most of these graduates, all their bunch of lawyers, they make a ton of money. You know, so how much developmental effort has gone into trying to work with them and building endowments so that we can have endowments that support scholarships, endowments that support Catholic princes and things like that. If you look at it, we got a lot of work in that area to do, lots of work. You know, so state appropriations is not the only source of money. So I don't look at it in that prism where I blame the state every time they don't give me the money I need. Because every time you point a finger at somebody, there's three things pointing back at you. And there's a lot of ways that I can help myself before I have the state help me. Go look at the privates. Go look at the privates and how they manage their colleges. They don't get a single penny from the state appropriation. All their money comes from every penny they generate themselves. Right? Every penny they have to generate themselves. So how do they, how, what have they done? And interestingly enough, their budgets are so anal and detailed. But they know where, they've got the models that know exactly where every penny's going to come from. And when they throw that into their budget model, they know exactly what the expenses are in order. They have to, they have no choice in order to break even. They can't rely on Mother State and the state appropriations. They have to do it themselves. So we, in my opinion, need to start moving more in that direction.